A mindful connection practice. In the tradition of contemplative training, this practice is often called the loving kindness meditation. Yet this practice is not focused exclusively on people you love, though it often begins that way. The purpose here is to cultivate your ability to connect and offer goodwill towards others and yourself. We start with someone we are close to, and then expand outwards. This practice is another opportunity to work with attention. Your mind will inevitably wander during the practice, and this is a natural thing. When you notice, gently guide your attention back each time to the task in mind. Let's begin by paying attention to our chosen posture. Sitting on a chair, lying down, or on a cushion perhaps. Feet on the floor or knees crossed, giving you a good foundation. The spine rising up, perhaps the head balanced on top of the shoulders. Hands in the lap or the knees, wherever is comfortable for you. Begin to draw your attention into the body. You can close your eyes if it's comfortable to do so, or just leave them unfocused, gazing gently ahead of you at a comfortable distance. How does your body feel now? Tense, relaxed, comfortable, cool or hot? Just notice this phenomena, these sensations as they are. And notice perhaps the mood of your mind. It might be calm, it might be full of thoughts. And maybe emotions present, sleepiness, irritation, or perhaps neutral, not very much. Try as best you can to notice these things rather than getting caught up in them. And when you're ready, begin to focus your attention on the breath as an anchor, perhaps, or another chosen sensation in the body. Picking up the rise and fall of the abdomen, or the passage of the air in through the nose or mouth. Not trying to breathe in any special way. Paying attention to just how you're breathing now without controlling. Now our first step is to bring a sense of yourself into your mind at this very moment in your life. A sense of yourself as you are, sitting here, right now. And silently repeat the following phrases to offer yourself well wishes. Remember, the point is to offer yourself kind wishes, not to make requests or demands of yourselves. Especially notice resistance or self-judgment. And may be present. Try to let it pass as best you can. The phrases are as follows. May I be happy? May I be healthy? May I be safe? May I live with ease? The phrases and their order are not important. Some people may say, may I be free from suffering, instead of may I be safe. Others may wish to say, may I find peace, instead of may I live with ease. The important thing is that you choose phrases that resonate with you, and that convey a feeling of goodwill to you or any other recipient in this practice. So using your own phrases, or using these suggested phrases. May I be happy? May I be healthy? May I be safe? May I live with ease? Now, when you're ready, allow this sense of yourself to recede from your focus. Now, call to mind someone who has been very good to you in this life. Someone who has been very kind and supportive to you. Someone you might describe as a benefactor. They may be a friend, a family member, perhaps a work colleague. Take a few moments to visualize this person, to bring them into your mind's eye if you can. Again, silently repeat the phrases, offering them to this person. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. And may you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. And now when you're ready, let your sense of this person recede. Bring to mind the image of someone with whom you have no real connection, and for whom your feelings are neutral. It could be somebody you see now and again, but don't have strong feelings for one way or the other. Perhaps it's a neighbor you see now and again on your street, or someone who serves you in your local shop. bring them to mind as best you can. Now, when you've chosen somebody and have them in your mind's eye, offer them the phrases as well. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. And may you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. And may you live with ease. The next person to bring to mind is someone with whom things are challenging at this time in your life. This is often called a difficult person, but there's no need to pick the most challenging person in your life. Remember, you're not endorsing their view and are not necessarily even forgiving their actions in the past. You are simply offering kindness to them as a practice aimed at strengthening your ability to take another's perspective, realizing that like you, they too wish for happiness, health, safety, and ease. With this in mind, mentally offer this person the phrases. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. Now, again, when you're ready, let this sense of this person recede in your mind. The invitation now is to widen your well-wishing to include the circle of people that surround you, bringing to mind each group as best you can, and wishing them well using the phrases or using your own words. So we'll start with friends and family. It could even be your pet. Once you have this group of people in mind, offer them your phrases. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. Now, when you feel able, widen the circle to include all the people in your local community. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. Widening the circle further if you can. Include all the people in the city and town in which you live. May they be happy. May they be healthy. May they be safe. May they live with ease. Broadening and encompassing all of the people in the country in which you live. May they be happy. May they be healthy. May they be safe. May they live with ease. Finally, will encompass all the people on this planet Earth, and perhaps all the other beings on this planet as well, embracing them in our kind wishes. May they be happy. May they be healthy. May they be safe. And may they live with ease. If you feel able, you may sit for a while. Contacting as best you can this core feeling of kindness, compassion, and linking yourself to this wider circle of people and of beings in existence at this moment. May we all be happy. May we all be healthy. May we all be safe. And may we live together with ease. You can continue with this practice as long as you feel able, or perhaps draw it to a close now by bringing the attention back to the body and the breath, just sitting for a few moments, before choosing to move the body as it needs to move. And take a deep breath. Gently open the eyes to take in your surroundings. And taking care to transition into the next activity of your day.